Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoy this one, because we're going to talk about the increasingly woke curriculum, which confronts our children when they do their GCSEs, because it appears that people like the poet Keats and the author Thomas Hardy are axed in a diversity drive. So we're going to talk about that. I hope you'll enjoy it. Remember, if you do, hit the heart button at the end of this. Let me know you've enjoyed it. If you want to support our platform, you can do that by buying me a coffee, link below, or going to DonorBox, link below as well. Two options for you guys. Okay, so what's happening? Well, John Keats and Wilfred Owen have been ditched by a GCSE exam board in a drive to introduce, quote, exciting and diverse voices to its English literature syllabus. Works by Thomas Hardy and Philip Larkin have also been removed by the OCR, and the exam board has retained 30 poems from last year's set of 45, replacing 15 with new 14 by, quote, poets of colour, also adding new voices which include disabled and LGBTQ plus voices. Yes. So this is amazing stuff. It's tragic, really, but I'm going to read it out anyway. Of the changes, the exam board said, our anthology for GCSE English Lit students will feature many poets that have never been on a GCSE syllabus before and represent diverse voices, from living poets of British Somali, British Guyanese, and, yep, Ukrainian heritage, to one of the first black women in the 19th century to publish a novel. Wow, take that, bigots. So what do you feel about that one then? Sounds reasonable, yeah. Obviously, those who appreciate the authors such as Thomas Hardy, Tracy Hayes of the Thomas Hardy Society said she was saddened to hear of the removal of poems by Hardy and Owen. She said, as a serving soldier who experienced atrocities firsthand, his poems are crucial to the curriculum of students or to achieve any sense of history. And indeed, she's right, actually. She's going to say, Owen could be seen as representing the LGBTQ, because he was gay. That's right. Well, for Owen, he was plainly gay. And at a time, indeed, when that was punishable as a criminal offence. So, but this is what they're doing. And under the guise of, we're getting more diversity in. Diversity. They're demolishing our culture. They're demolishing, in this case, our literature. I mean, it's only a matter of time to Shakespeare is taken off the curriculum because it's racist. It's racist to read Shakespeare. It's racist to read, the other greats that we have. Dickens. Oh, Charles Dickens. There's not enough black people in his novels. Yeah, well, there wasn't enough black people in England at the time. What are you talking about? Milton. Oh, he's a racist. And this is the problem. The unhinged voices from essentially the BAME community elite. Because you see, we have the BAME community and then we've got the BAME community elitists. They're the ones who are never out of the salons of the British mainstream media complaining about how discriminated against they are. Meanwhile, other voices, you know, horrible white people, well, they're excluded from those salons because of racism. And so it is that our proud British literature culture is being just removed from under our nose. But don't worry about it, because you can celebrate all those amazing British Somali poets. Although all those Ukrainians, I mean, I don't know how the Ukrainians get in there, but apparently they've got the Ukrainians wedged in there as well. Is there a big Ukrainian influence in British literature? I don't think so. I mean, I speak with a selfish interest in this, because a long, long time ago, I actually did study English literature in my day it was O-level, and I then went on to study it also at A-level. And, you know, I'm someone who reads an awful lot of stuff. And has read, continues to. I consider reading to be one of the best things you can do to educate your mind. And of course, reading different things and diverse things, that's absolutely fine. But we should be reading our own traditional voices because they cover so many topics. Look at the stuff that Shakespeare covered in his plays and in his in his sonnets. All kinds of issues, the whole sort of gamut of human existence covered in his works. But similarly by these other great writers. And I mean, I'm not a big fan of Wilfred Owen, to be honest. I thought he's a bit dreary. Not too keen on Philip Larkin either, for that matter. And Keats you could ask questions of. But the point is, there's no doubt these guys did produce amazing work. And that amazing work, if it was taught properly with a bit of sort of dynamic interest in it, would be something which would enrich young minds and would let them link back to the history of our country and our culture and the issues that concerned us. But instead, no, British Guyanese, British Somali. That's what you got. You got to find out about the first one black woman in the US to publish a novel. Why the hell do we need to know that? I'd like to know who was the first white woman in the US, in the UK, to publish a novel. That might be more interesting, more relevant to us. But no, I'm afraid the educational establishment is horrifically woke. Absolutely. Anyone who's any sort of familiarity with the education boards and so on and so forth will be only too aware of just how woke they are. No one in these areas would stand up against this ludicrous axing of some of these great writers and great poets. None of them would, because they'd be scared of being called racist. So instead, they go along with inserting Ukrainian bloody poets into the GCSE curriculum, and everyone's supposed to stand by and think that's super duper fine. Well, it's not. It is the erasure of our culture, and we should oppose it. Thanks for listening.